The reported number of SARS cases in Beijing has been diminishing, and the city slowly is returning to normal. Most people have stopped wearing face masks on the street. Children start going back to school on Thursday. But there still are some vestiges of what you might call fever. NPR's Richard Harris reports from the Chinese capital.
You could walk right into a major government building in Beijing with a machine gun in your bag, and you would not set off any metal detector. They are not in evidence. But if you want to go to the foreign ministry or the state council's auditorium, you do have to stand on two giant red footprints on the ground. Look up, and an eye reminiscent of Hal's from 2001 A Space Odyssey stares back down at you from a tan box suspended on a chrome frame.
What is this?
Thermometer.
Thermometer. Okay.
The attendant nods. I'm normal, so I can proceed. The thermometer is an infrared detector, freshly manufactured in China, and here on the lookout for hotheads, literally. If your temperature is over 38 degrees Celsius, that's 100.4 Fahrenheit, you will not be having a good day. The Chinese government has deployed tens of thousands of thermometers to all provinces. People are stopped at roadblocks to have their temperatures taken, and in railway stations and on trains themselves. If you believe the official statistics, and the World Health Organization says it more or less does, you can figure that in this city of 13 million people, there are probably no more than 100 or 200 people with SARS who have not yet found their way to the hospital. Most are probably home in bed, miserable. So it's someplace between hyper-careful and comical to remain on red-hot alert. But try getting breakfast in the restaurant of a major hotel, and you will encounter a sign in English and Chinese saying, "Please allow us to take your temperature." Earlier in the week, the few customers here cooled their heels, if you will, as they waited for electronic thermometers wedged in their armpits to sound the all-clear. This restaurant has now graduated to an ear thermometer, which is much more dignified, but not always efficient.
Hi. I'm sorry, just a moment, please.
Okay. What's up?
The waiter and waitress puzzle over an unbelievably low temperature reading.
You need to put it farther into my ear to get a good reading.
I see.
Still, no credible reading. This isn't something they teach in maitre d' classes.
I'm sorry, sir.
Is it not working?
Yes.
Here, can I do it? Which button do I push? The blue button?
Yeah.
This one here to take it?
Yes, yes.
Oh, that one there, okay.
Yeah. Yes.
What is it today? 96.2?
Yes, no problem.
What a relief. I'm one cool customer. I can have breakfast after all, and all of Beijing can breathe a little easier. Richard Harris, NPR News, Beijing.